Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. Brothers and sisters, now let's listen to the 45th verse of Surah Ankabut.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ.
Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, and establish prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows that which you do.
So, dear listeners, this verse starts another section for us in our interpretation, in our discussion about this Surah Ankabut. So, this section, which could be called the fifth section of this chapter based on the different topics that have been mentioned, could be called the section that talks about how to argue in the best way possible. So, and this is the beginning of part 21 of the Quran, which is the Holy Quran is 30 parts or 30 juz, but this is the beginning of the 21st juz of the Quran. So it says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab." Recite that which has been revealed to you of the book. Wa aqimi as-salah, and establish prayer. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, prayer keeps one away from indecency and evil. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar, and certainly the remembrance of Allah is greater. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ, and Allah knows what you do. So in this verse, Almighty Allah's command to the Prophet ﷺ for reciting the Quran and establishing the prayer have come beside each other. And it is for the sake that Quran and prayer are two strengthening sources of actually power and iman and strength. So Allah, who informs his Prophet ﷺ of a heavy responsibility, tells him to take help from two strengthening sources to perform his heavy responsibility. So you see, if you are having a heavy responsibility, you should provide the one who is responsible with something with the items, with the materials needed. You cannot expect from one to do something magically, but yet not grant him with what he deserves, what he needs in the very first place. So the Holy Quran in this verse says that if you want to be the Prophet, if you want to do your responsibility, what you need is two things. One is the recitation of the Quran, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, and then establishing prayers. أقم الصلاة.
أتل ما أوحي إليك الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
So, dear listeners, this verse, as we said, is saying that the Almighty Allah is informing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you have a heavy responsibility and you have to take help from these two strengthening sources for performing your heavy responsibility. Recitation of the Quran and establishing prayers. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Recite that which has been revealed to you of the book. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And establish the prayer. But at the end of different parts of the life story of the former nations and the actually great prophets, the unpleasant manner of those nations with those divine leaders and the painful end of their lives, in order to comfort and actually console the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and actually for strengthening his spirit, for showing a actually general and conclusive policy, the Quran, addressing the Prophet, commands him, and at first says, "Recite that which has been revealed to you of the book." أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded to recite these verses because whatever he wants is found in them. Knowledge and wisdom, advice, admonition, the criterion of the cognition of the right and wrong, the means of actually enlightening the heart and spirit, the path of every group and people to move along. They are all in the Holy Quran mentioned implicitly and mostly explicitly. Only it depends on the one to ponder over the verses. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should recite it and apply it in his life, recite it and be inspired by it. He should recite it, he should enlighten his heart by the light of its recitation. That's why we are highly recommended in many hadith, in many traditions, to recite Quran on a daily basis, to keep ourselves in touch with the Holy Quran. Now, next to this command, which is indeed an instructive one, it pays to the second command, which is the main branch of education. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And establish the prayer. We'll talk more about this part of the verse in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.